Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we are reminded that you called us many years ago by saying those words, come follow me, and we continue to follow you. We ask that you guide us. We ask that you lead us closer to you. We are thankful when you lead us back on the track when we've gone off the track, and we are thankful that you are always reminding us of your goodness and your call to spread the message of love one another. And we ask this, and we are thankful for this, and we ask that you continue to work through us, and we are continued to be more open to you, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Tuesday of this week, and it's the September 21st, and it is the feast of Saint Matthew the Apostle and the Evangelist. So he was obviously one of the gospel writers. That's anyone who spreads the gospel is called an evangelist, and he spreads the gospel message. And so he is the apostle and the evangelist, and he was an apostle. Now, one of the important things to look at is, as I hinted at the prayer of consecration, is the words that Jesus says to Matthew. This comes to us from the 9th chapter of Matthew, 9 through 13 is today's reading. And Jesus says to Matthew, quote, follow me. And that's all he said. There's kind of a humor. I hope you take this in humor. But if Jesus comes to you, which he obviously has, and when he says to you, follow me, the easiest, safest, most calmest, peaceful thing you can do is say no. And I'm sure there are people in the audience go, oh yeah, that's true. And same thing with Matthew. Matthew was just this tax collector minding his own business, just collecting taxes. And how does his life end up? He ends up giving his life for the gospel. He also ends up, as we all know, living with Simon the Zealot, who was the exact opposite of Matthew. Hated the Romans, hated anyone who worked for the Romans. So you can see that Jesus worked together. But I'm sure there are people who are listening to this right now and go, oh yeah, if you really want to have a nice, calm, peaceful life, and Jesus comes to you and says, follow me, say no. But there is a truth to that, and that's why always be careful of anyone who teaches you that once you come to know Jesus, your life will be easier, because it won't. It'll be more difficult. Why? Because you're following a path that is a countercultural. One of the best analogies I've ever found for the Christian life is actually the movie Inception, which, by the way, is not a Christian movie. It's a secular movie. It's not like a bad movie or an anti-Christian movie. It's just not a Christian movie. It's Inception. It is a science fiction secular movie. But one of the things about the movie is these people try to implant ideas into the minds of other people. And so in order to do that, they have to enter their dreams. But as they enter their dreams, what happens is all of a sudden they get attacked by these people who look like secret agents. Well, it turns out the reason is because when they enter into the dreams of another person, the brain of the other person recognizes their presence as a foreign body and uses the same similarity as the immune system. Those secret agent looking characters are characters that are like the antibodies against this foreign body entering into the dream. So it's a real fascinating idea. Well, if you think about it, kind of put this together, and you can understand a hostility towards Christianity. If you think about it, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. And so therefore, we are kind of like that scenario. We are almost like the foreign bodies in the world, because as Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. So we are in the world, but not of the world. And those who are of the world want us out. And so here we are in there. trying to communicate the truth, who is Christ, and there are many people who are resistant to the truth, even though we understand the truth in ways that we go, how can you not see this? Give you an example. One of the things I say all the time, we talk about faith and science, and I always say faith encompasses science. It's not that they are A or B, or that they are two separate, equal systems. It's faith encompasses science. Why? Because science is involved in all the things that we can see and we can perceive, and faith is about all those things that exist that are beyond what we can see and perceive. And, you know, strangely enough, there is nothing that enables me to teach that more than the science of evolution. Because what does evolution teach? That we are evolving. That means we cannot perceive all that exists because we are evolving. Now, I know there are some people listening here that may not like what I just said as far as touching on evolution. However, please keep in mind that evolution disproves atheism, at least from a logic perspective, because you have to say, I believe I can perceive all of reality and I don't see God, therefore God doesn't exist. But evolution says you're not at the point where you can perceive all of reality. So it's a really important thing to look at. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can connect to the parish. And don't forget, Parish Tuesday night, we have our discussion about St. Thomas Aquinas. You're welcome to come, 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts. You can find that information over at the parish website. You can do all kinds of things. You can check out our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So as I was talking about earlier, today is the feast day of Saint Matthew the Apostle. And as I reminded you, the one thing that Jesus said to Saint Matthew was, follow me. And I jokingly said, by the way, when Jesus says that to you, which by the way, he said that to everyone, your answer, if you want a safe, calm life where everything just is smooth, as in the Hobbit, in the book The Hobbit, which I never read the entire book, but I've read the first chapter. The Hobbit said something like, Bilbo Baggins didn't like any kind of his life ruffled up. I forget the exact word that was used by Tolkien, but he didn't like his life ruffled up. He didn't like any kind of confusion, what do you call it? Complications to his life. Well, guess what? If you decide that you want a life that is completely, totally uncomplicated, where everything goes smoothly, then when Jesus says, follow me, say no. Now, obviously, I'm being humorous in that, but there is a truth to that, because Jesus has a mission for us. I need you to do X, Y, and Z. And look what he did with Matthew. Matthew's whole life is changed. He now has to learn to get along with a man who today we would call a terrorist, who also had to get along with a man who he would call a traitor. The terrorists would call a traitor. And so the two of them changed. One of them stopped being a tax collector, and the other one stopped being a terrorist, and they started getting along. And we start seeing this whole radical change in them, and that whole message, look, if you didn't want to change, if you didn't want to walk down a different path, then you shouldn't have said yes to Jesus. It's that simple. You know, everything was going fine in my life, and then I met Jesus. And then, of course, someone can remind you, I was there at the time. Everything wasn't going fine in your life. Reminds me of a kind of a funny story with my mother, who passed away about 15 years ago. But of course, I walked away from the church when I was in high school, and I got actively involved in the drinking community. We'll put it that way. mostly drinking what the Hispanics call cerveza, and the Brazilians call cerveja, and the Americans call beer. So anyway, I got actively involved in that, and very actively involved in that. And now, obviously, I quit drinking. I came back to the church. I quit drinking. My whole life changed. And people would say to me, we could never imagine you during those days. We could never imagine that you ever had days like that. My mother would always say, send them to me, and I'll tell them all about it. But you can see that, you know, so someone said, well, yeah, my life was going so smoothly. Well, I could say that then. My life was going so smoothly. And people would say to me, no, it wasn't. No, you got to think back of what you were going through. You were a heavy drinker. You probably were on your way to a very early death, and certainly not the what you were thinking of. And but that whole thing, all of a sudden, I turned and I followed the Lord. Everything changed. But do I say that my life was easier after that? No. No, actually, it was more difficult, but rooted in Christ. So there was a whole new dimension to it and a whole real dimension. And the Lord led me down a path that I could never have imagined at the time. And so, but that's one of the things I say. You know, we can see that passage today. Jesus says to Matthew, follow me. And if Jesus says to you, follow me, obviously you should say yes. But if you're going to say, oh, well, I'm going to follow Jesus, then it's going to be an easy way. Remember that passage from Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me with your rod and your staff. Where does Jesus lead you? Through the valley of death. Not the easiest place you may want to be if you want to be in a different valley. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.